Okay, Shalom Rabosai. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Yud Ches. Some pretty famous Gemaras in today's daf. So let's get right to it. We are on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis at the two dots at the bottom. We had said at the bottom again, the Mishnah at the top of the Amud had said that you're allowed to save enough food for however many meals you have left on Shabbos, depending on when the fire is. Right, there's a mitzvah of Shalosh Seudot on Shabbos, and Rabbi Yossi disagreed with the Tanna Kamma, and he had said, excuse me, that regardless of whenever the fire falls out, you are allowed to save enough food for three meals. So the Gemara now is going to bring actually a machlokas, right? We know that, you know, Shalosh Seudot is famous three meals. We actually have a machlokas in the Gemara in terms of how many meals you need on Shabbos. So let's do that. We are at the two dots on the bottom, three lines up. Tanu Rabbanan, Kama Sudos Chayev Adam Lechol B'Shabbos. How many meals do you need to eat? So Gemara says Shalosh, Tanna Kamma says three. That's obviously how we paskin. And Rabbi Chitka Omer Arba, but there is a shita of Rabbi Chitka that says you need four meals. How would that work? Well, one Friday night, one morning, one afternoon, and one late afternoon, shall we say. One midday, I guess the middle one would be midday, is probably more accurate. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Ushnei Mikra Echadarshu, and they're both operating off the same Pasuk. Pasuk says, Vayomer Moshe, Ichlu Hayom, Ki Shabbas Hayom Lashem, Hayom Lo Timtzeu Basadeh, right? It says the word Hayom three times, talking about the man. Moshe says, eat it today, today is Shabbos, today you will not find man in the fields. Rabbi Chitka Savar, Hani Tlasa Hayom Labar Me'orsa. Rabbi Chitka holds that those are three meals during the day, excluding the one you had at night. Rabbanan Savar, you know, Bahadi De'orzatnan. No, we're actually talking, including the meal you had at night. There are three meals that you have on the Shabbos day. Okay. So now we learned in a Mishnah. Then we're going to try and bring a bunch of Mishnayos and say maybe this is not like Rabbi Chitka's Shita. As we're going to see, a lot of these Brises or Mishnayos imply that you need three meals a day, not a day. We'll see that you actually need two meals a day. Back in the day, they used to only eat two meals during the week. You'll see the Gemara later. I think it's on Amud Beis. But in terms of three meals on Shabbos or four according to Rabbi Chitka. So let's see. Tonight we learned in our Mishnah. Right, again, our Mishnah. In this case, this is why we're bringing this to begin with. Naflo Delika Ben Leile Shabbos. Let's say you have a fire that fell out on Erev Shabbos. Rachman Letzlan. Matzilin Mazon Shalosh Sudos. You can save enough food for three meals. My love, is that not talking about the Lo Achal? Must be a case where you haven't eaten yet. Gemara says, Lo the Achal. Right? No, it must be a case where you ate already, and therefore you need three more meals, like Rabbi Chitka would say, for the daytime meals. Shacharis, let's say the fire came out during Shacharis, so Matzilin Mazon Shtesu, those you only take enough meals for two, enough food for two meals. My lav de lo achal, isn't it not talking about a case where you didn't eat yet? Gemara says, lo de achal, right? No, you already ate one meal in the morning and you need, therefore, two more, the midday and the afternoon meals. Again, according to Rabbi Chitka, the Chachamim would simply understand that our mission is talking about a case where you have only two meals left in the day. Okay? Well, I guess both of them agree there's two meals left in the day. The question is simply at what point during the day did the fire break out? Same thing. B'mincha, let's say the fire happened in the afternoon. Rachman alatzlan, matzilin, mazon suda achas. My lav de lo achal, isn't it in a case where you didn't eat shal shudas yet? Lo, de achal, rather you ate, the second meal, and according to Rabbi Chitka, you have only one more meal left, and therefore you can take one more meal. So Gemara says, ay, v'almi de katani seifa. What about the Seifa? Rabbi Yossi Omer La'olam Matzilin Mazon Gimel Sudos. Rabbi Yossi says you can always take out enough food for three Sudos. Mechal Tanna Kamma Gimel Sfirlei. That seems to imply that the Tanna Kamma holds that you need three meals on Shabbos. So you're right. Ela Mechavarta, rather, it makes more sense that Masnisin Delo Kirabi Chitka. You're right, in Echanami, that this Mishnah seems to imply that this Mishnah seems to be like the Chachamim. Ay, v'had etzna, then we learned in another Mishnah, this Mishnah is in Peah. Misha yeshlo mozon shte sudos lo yito minatamchui. As we're going to see, there were two types of tzedakah. You know, Baruch Hashem, nowadays we have a ton of tzedakah giving organizations. It used to be that there were two main ones back in the day, something called a tamchui and something called the kupa. The tamchui was literally food that was collected, and you'll see that was basically, you know, they would give out food. I guess the Gemara is over here that you eat really two meals. If you look at Rashi over here, tamchui ka'ara gedolehi, it was literally a big plate. V'govin b'gabayim ma'icham li'bali batim u'mechalken l'aniyem beish sudos l'yom miyom liyom. Right? That would, people who were so poor they couldn't even put food on the table, literally, they would get two meals a day. They would collect, people would literally come around like, you know, like kids come collecting, non-perishable cans, etc., etc. They would have a food drive all the time, and people would literally give food to put it on this plate, and they would go out around to the poor people. The kupa, if you just look at Rashi, was mozim lefarnes aniyim bnei tovim dezil lehu milso detamchim mitzchalkim erev shabbos erev shabbos. The kupa was money that they used to give out from week to week. So that's the Mishnah says like this: Mishayish lo mazon shtei sudos. If you have enough meal for food for two meals, i.e., like on a random Tuesday, so lo yitol min tamchoy. You shouldn't take from this tamchoy, from the plate, right? Because that again was daily meals. That was for really poor people who didn't even have enough food to last the day. Mazon, but if you didn't have enough mazon for arba esrei, right? If you didn't have enough food for 14 meals, lo yitol min akupa. You shouldn't take from the box, i.e., the money that again was dished out on a weekly basis, right? Poor people. What was the standard for taking from these? From these tzedakah situations, if you were taking from the daily box, you needed two meals. If you're taking from the weekly box, you needed to. If you didn't have 14 meals, then you qualified. If you had more than 14 meals, then you didn't qualify. So the Gemara says, "Money, one second. Who is this? 14 meals in a week, right? If you're telling me two a day, right? Let's see. That would imply that Shabbos is only two. So who's that? That's Lo Rabbanan v'Lo Rabbi Chitka, right? E Rabbanan Chamishtrei." Havyon. Right, according to the Rabbanan, they require three meals on Shabbos, so that's 15 meals in a week. Rabbi Chedka, she's sorry, Havyon. That should be 16. So the Gemara says, La'olam really Rabbanan. It's really the Rabbanan Shita, Darmina Lai, my debois lamecha ba'afuki b'shabsa, achle b'shabsa. No, it's really 14, because how could you work it out that you could have Shalosh Shittos on Shabbos and only 14 meals during the week? Very simple. What you would normally eat on Saturday night, Motzei Shabbos, just have it a little earlier and have it for Shalosh Shittos on Shabbos. So Gemara says, "Leimer Rabbanan, Yivelo Rabbi Chitka." Maybe this Mishnah is like the Rabbanan and not like Rabbi Chitka. So Gemara says, "Afilu Tamer Rabbi Chitka." Really, no, you could say that it's Rabbi Chitka. Damrinan Lei, because what do you say to the guy? My debayis lemecha, but mali shabsa. What we expect you to eat on erev Shabbos, achle laorta, eat it at night. So Gemara says, meaning, if take the Friday morning meal and the Saturday night meal, and shmushing into Shabbos. Right, again, on Friday, you have a Friday morning meal, right, you're going to get four meals on Shabbos, but that's going to be the Friday morning, Friday night, Shabbos morning, and Shabbos night. That's going to be those four meals that you're going to eat on Shabbos. So Gemara says, one second, the kuli yom the mali Shabbos of a tanisim mosvin amle. Are you going to make this guy fast all day Friday? Right, you're taking his Friday morning meal. Right, okay, you're moving Motzi Shabbos a couple of hours earlier, that's not so crazy. But your Friday, you can make him fast on Friday. Right, he has to have his Friday night meal on Shabbos and his Friday morning meal on Shabbos as well. Elo hamani Rabbi Akiva, he rather no. This Mishnah is actually Rabbi Akiva. To Amar, who says, fascinating, Asay Shabbos chachol v'al tetzarech labrios. It's better to make your Shabbos like a weekday, i.e. go down from three meals to two, and instead of taking tzedakah. Right? It's not taking assistance from other people. Right? Obviously, I think if in a scenario where you're taking tzedakah anyway, so Mustami, you should get Shalosh Shittos. But according to Rabbi Akiva, if that's what's going to put you over the poverty line, don't take it. It's not kedai. Okay, fascinating thing. Obviously, a lot more to say about that in terms of Ashkava, but either way, Viter. That's Rabbi Akiva. That's not like the Rabbanan or Rabbi Chidka. The Gemara brings another proof. Haditan in Pochsin Lanien Ha'over V'Makom L'Makom. If let's say an ani is traveling, so you don't give him any less mikikar bepundion midalid sein besela, right? If the amount of flour is dalid se sa for a sela, so then you got to give him a kikar bepundion. That's the amount of a pundion is a coin, kikar is a loaf of bread, and right, if that's the exchange rate going on, if that's how much stuff costs, that's how much you need to give him. Right, again, when the loaf is a pundion and four sela, four sela of flour costs a sela, that's how much you have to give him. Okay, Nosn lo parnasas lina, and if lun, if he's sleeping over, so then nosn lo parnasas lina. We'll get to the point that's important for our discussion in a second. You give him enough to sleep over, parnasa to sleep over, lina to sleep over. Vim Shabbos, and if it's Shabbos, nosn lo mazon gimel sudos. Right, and here we go. If it's Shabbos, you give him enough for shalosh shudos. Lema rabbanan hivelo rabbi chidka. Right, apparently that's the rabban shita. So Gemara says la olam rabbi chidka. Really, no, it could be rabbi chidka as well. Could go into ika suda behedya. Let's say the case is where he has one meal in hand. Let's see. Darmina le hadi ika banach achle. Tell him just eat what you have. V'chiyazal barikan azil. V'chiyazal barikan. Oh no, that's a question. Sorry. V'chiyazal barikan azil. So what are you going to do? You're going to send him away with nothing? Right? You can tell him to eat the food that he has. Here's shal shudas, and then when you leave, you got no food. When you go, so Gemara says no. When the malavet le suda behedya. No, you give him a meal when he's ready to roll. When he's ready to leave. So Gemara says, my parnasa is lina, and just agav, what does it mean, enough, as we said before, enough parnasa to sleep over? Puria, ubesadya, a bed and a pillow, all right, just not talking about food, just talking about a place to sleep. Okay, fine. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa. Here we're going to bring a brisa that is actually like Rabbi Chidka. Ka'aros sha'achabahen arvis, if you use plates that you use for the Friday night meal, madichan lechobahen shachas, you're allowed to wash them, for shachris. Shachris, if you ate on them during the shachris, madichan lechol behem atzaraim. You can wash them to eat in the midday. But tzaraim, if you ate on them during the midday, so that madichan lechol behem mincha. You can wash them so that you can have them for shalosh shudos. Min mincha ve'elach, but after that, so then shuv eino madiach, you're no longer allowed to wash these dishes, right? It's already preparing ki'ilu for a weekday. You're no longer going to eat on Shabbos. And again, just to notice, what does that say? It says Arvis, Shachris, Tzaraim, and Mincha. Those are four eating periods, four time zones, if you will. And that sounds like Rabbi Chidka. Avalkosos, Kitonios, Vitzluchios, right? But different types of cups and pitchers and stuff. So then Madiach, Vahole, Kolyam Kulo, Levishain, Kevalishtia. There is no permanence to drinking. A person can drink whenever he wants. Therefore, you can always wash the cups. Amar Rishon ben Pazi, Amar Rishon ben Levi, Mishum bar Kafra. Call a Mekayim Shalosh Shudas b'Shabbos needs only Shalosh Peronios. Right, if you're Mekayim Shalosh Shudas, if you're Makpid to make sure to have Shalosh Shudas, so you are saved from three troubles in this world: from Echevlo Shal Mashiach, Medina Shal Gehenom, and Melchemes Gog Umagog. Right, Mitzvah Shem, we should be in the middle of Echevlo Mashiach right now. We should come and speedily in our days. Right, the troubles that come before Mashiach from the judgment in Gehenom and from Gog Umagog, which will precede the eventual geula. Mechavlus haMashiach k'siv, the pasuk says k'siv hacha yom. It says over here, right? We said darshan doubt yom hayom three times. So k'siv hasam. This says over there by Mashiach. Hinei anochi shalech lachem es Eliyah anavi lefnebo yom Hashem agadol v'anora. So you have gzeir shavu yom yom. You have the same thing by dina shal gehenem. K'siv hacha says over here hayom v'k'siv hasam yom. Of Evra, a day of anger, Hayomahu. Okay. Melchemes Gog Magog also, Ksiv Hacha Yom, Ksiv Hasam, Biyom Ba Gog. Okay, there you go. Amr Biyocha Mishur Biyosi, call Ma'ani gets a Shabbos, Nostim Lo Nachala Bali Mitzarim. Someone who has Oneg Shabbos, Oneg Shabbos is an Indian, as Machogas, whether it's Tarais, the Rabbanan. You can see we're going to quote a bunch of psukim over here in terms of the importance of Oneg Shabbos. Someone who is ma'anig the Shabbos, and we'll define that towards the end, knows lo nachla b'li mitzarim, you get an inheritance that is unable to be measured, without limit. Shenemar az tizanag al Hashem v'yirkavticha abba masay eretz v'acholticha nachlas Yaakov avicha. Right? What's the nachlas Yaakov? Right? Is lo k'avram, you're not getting the inheritance of Avram, shekas of kumas alech ba'aretz lo'orka, for lo k'yitzchak, not the nachla of Yitzchak, shekas of bo ki l'chol azarecha etein eskal aretzos ha'el, or ha'el, meaning ha'ele, idiz, it's not kadosh. Elok Yaakov, rather the inheritance that you're getting is like Yaakov, shekas of bo uforatzta, yama, vakidma, v'tzafona, banegba. You see that your inheritance will be all over the place. Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Nitzal Mishibud Galios. You will also be saved from the oppressiveness of Galos. Ksiv Hachak, it says over here, V'garavtich Abamos Eretz, Ksiv Hasam, V'ata Abamosenu Tidroch. You will trample on their Abamosenu, on the Galos in the world. Abamosemo is like the heights of the world. Okay, either way. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, Kol Ma'anig is a Shabbos Nosin Lo Mishalos Libo. Right, that's the song, Leif Dahor song, perhaps, if you're familiar. If you're Ma'anig the Shabbos, if you have Oneg Shabbos, so then you get whatever your heart desires. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, V'saneg al Hashem V'yitein lecha Mishalos Libecha. good. Right? So you enjoy it with Hashem, and Hashem will give you what your heart desires. Oneg ze ini yodeh mahu. I don't know what oneg is. Right? Again, if it's aneg al Hashem, right? Enjoy being ma'aneg with Hashem. Right? That's what the Mesillah Yisrael writes. That the whole purpose of this world is lis'aneg al Hashem. To enjoy yourself on Hashem, with Hashem. So the Gemara here says, oneg ze ini yodeh mahu. I don't know what that is. Kishu omer v'karas al Shabbos oneg. When the Pasuk says, you should, we call Shabbos oneg, harei omer, ze oneg Shabbos. That's referring to oneg Shabbos. And that's what will get you mishalos libecha. But me'ango, how are you ma'anig the Shabbos? What is that? So Rabbi Yehuda Brei, the Rabbi Shmuel Bar Shilas, Mishmei Derav, Amar Betavshal Shal Tradion V'dagim Gedolim V'rosh Yishumim, with a dish of fish, big headed fish, and the heads of garlic, right? Big fish. Tardin is I forget. One of the vegetables or spices, could be, I forget already, but either way, it's that was like a fancy dish back in the day, right? They have fancy dishes, right? Rashi says tardin doesn't define what it is, but he says chashavu. This is a chashava item, apparently, and Rosh Hashuman also chashavu. Right? It was a chashava food, right? You should spitz up your meal, and that's oneg Shabbos. Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amarav afilu davar muat. Even if you do a little something, tiny thing, Shabbos also, but you did it for Kavod Shabbos, Areza Oneg. That's considered Oneg Shabbos. So it doesn't have to be a fancy 6-hour meal. You could buy yourself, I don't know, some candies, fancy beer, I don't know, whatever it is. You could find a little tiny thing. If you do it for Shabbos, that's considered Oneg Shabbos. So Maihi, and what is this little thing that we happen to be talking about? Amra Papa, Kasa Daharsana, a fish that has been fried in oil. Okay, again, these are the delicacies of the time, but for us nowadays, right, it could be anything. Anything that you particularly enjoy. Amra Bechia Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan Kol, HaMeshamer HaShabbos Kilchaso, Afilu Ovid Avodah Zorah Kedor Enosh Mochlen Lo. If a person is Shomer Shabbos, even if he's Ovid Avodah Zorah, so he is... He is mochel. Right? Kosh Baruch Hu will forgive him. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Ashrei Enosh Yashe Zos Mechalolo. And it says, Al Tikri Mechalolo Ela Mochulo. Don't say that. It has been Mechalolo. Rather, it is Mochulo. He is forgiven. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav El Moli Shamru Yisrael Shabbos Rishona Lo Sholta Ben Uma. Had Am Yisrael not violated the first Shabbos that they were given, right, they were not. They would not have been conquered or shelter. They would not. No one. No nation would have been able to overcome them. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, what happened? Vayi bayom hashvi yatzu min ha'am lilkot. Hashem gave Am Yisrael the man. Moshe told them, it's not coming down on Shabbos. You're getting two portions on Friday. But there was some. Let's say Erev Rav or Dasan Aviram or somebody who went out to gather the man. Right, that was perhaps a violation of Otsah. If they took, they went out to gather Mistama, they took some sort of kalim with them to put the mun into. They weren't just going to carry it in their hands. So that violated Shabbos. Uksib Basrei, and it says after that, Vayavo Amalek. There are some psukim in between those two episodes, in fairness, but the Gemara links the two episodes that Amalek would not have been able to conquer them had they not been Mechalel the first Shabbos that they were given. Am Rabbi Yochai, Mishum Rishum Ben Yochai, famous Gemara, El Mali, Mishamrim Yisrael, Shtei Shabbosos, Kilchosan, Miyad Nigolin. If Am Yisrael would just keep two Shabbosos, so they would be redeemed. Shneimar, as Pasuk says, Kol Amar Hashem L'Sarisim, Asher Yishmeru Es Shabbososai, right, to everybody who keeps my Shabbosim, right, with the minimal shear of have a plural Shabbososai, the minimum is two. Uksiv Basrei says right after that, by the Yosim al Harkavshi, and I'll bring you to the mountain, right? I will redeem you, etc. Am Rabbi Yosi, Yehei Chalki Me'ochli Shalosh Sudas B'Shabbos. Now we're going to get into a portion, a thing where all the Rabbanim are going to say, ah, if only my chelek, if only my portion would be with these tzaddikim. So Rabbi Yosi says, ah, let my portion be with the people who eat Shalosh Sudas. Am Rabbi Yosi, Yehei Chalki Me'gomrei Halal B'Chol Yom. Let my portion be with the people who finish Halal every single day. Gemara says, "Ain't is that really true? Does that make sense?" Amar Mar, Hakorei Halal B'Chol Yom Harei Mecharei from a Gadev. Someone who says Halal every single day, so he says it's like a blasphemer. It's like he makes the Halal that we say on special days into nothing. Right, what are you saying that every single day for? Right, that's you're being Mecharei from a Gadev, the goodness and the Chesed of Hashem that He did for us on all those special days. So he said, "No, I'm not talking about the actual Halal. Ki Kamrin and Pesukei Dezimra. I'm talking about the Pesukei Dezimra." Amar Rabbi Yosi, Yehi Chalki Bemispalim Im Medume Chama. Let my portion be with those who daven with the redness of the sun, i.e., the vasikin. Well, that's when the sky is red. R-E-D, right? Amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mitzvah l'spal in medu mechala. And the mitzvah is to daven vasikin. Right, I saw on the Beis Medrash where I daven, so there's a whole katava, there's a whole letter from Rav Chaim talking about the importance of davening vasikin. That person who davens vasikin, the Chazal promised that he won't be nizak, he won't be damaged, and certainly he'll be matzliach. If he's not going to be damaged, he's going to be matzliach that day. The Gemara and Brachos we learned already. It's important to daven, if you can, daven vasikin. Definitely big schus. Am Rabbi Zeir, my crow, what's the pasuk? Yera'ucha im Hashemesh, v'lefnei ruach dor, yereach dor, dorim. Okay. Am Rabbi Yossi says further, Yehechal kimi mesei mechole me'ayim. Let my portion be with the people who die with from stomach issues. Fascinating. Rashi says, Shemit yasrin b'yisurim umismarakin avonusayim. Because it's very painful. It's a lot of yisurim. But what happens when a person gets yisurim in this world? So their sins are forgiven. Damar Mar, as Mar said, the master told us, Ruban shel tzadikim mesim b'chol me'ayim. Most tzadikim, fascinating, will die from this. And it's a way that Kosh Baruch Hu pays back the tzaddikim by getting rid of any potential onesh chas v'shalom in olam haba. So it gets yisurim in this world. From Rabbi Yosi, yehi chalkim yimeisei b'derech mitzvah. This is, I might let my portion be with those who are traveling, who die on the way to do a mitzvah. Right, fascinating. Perhaps you're familiar with Gemara at the beginning of Pesachim, right? That shluchei mitzvah ain't nizakin. People go to do a mitzvah are not damaged. So the Marsha, how can people die on the way to do a mitzvah? So the Marsha here says, I think it's here, if I'm not mistaken, it could be there, I don't remember. But the Marsha explains that, no, you're not going to be damaged by the mitzvah or by the derech to the mitzvah, but from any other, outside force, for example, but the mitzvah itself is not going to damage you. But if there are other outside forces that kind of can join and conspire, obviously not literally, but end up affecting a person, so Rachman son, that could happen, right? Not because of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is, I don't know, helping granny cross the street. So Rachman son, you're not going to get hit by a car while you're helping granny cross the street. But could be that Rachman son, there'd be some other thing that happens to a person, even if he's on the way to do that mitzvah. Okay. Am Rabbi Yossi, Yehechal kimi michle. Right, again, Rabbi Yossi is saying that's a good way to go. What's a good way to go? Right, I was going to do a mitzvah. Rachman Islam, lo aleinu. I remember they tell stories about the Kedoshim that were murdered when they were davening in the Har Nof massacre. They mamish were murdered in the middle of Shmona Esrei. So that was part of the Hespedim, to comfort the people who obviously everybody was devastated. But part of the Hespedim was, listen, these people were literally murdered while talking to Kosh Baruch Hu in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So okay, anyway, lo aleinu. Rabbi Yosi said, Yehichal kimi machnise Shabbos b'Tveria umimotzi Shabbos b'Tzipori. Let my chelik be when the people who bring in Shabbos in Tveria and have Shabbos out in Tzipori. Now, it doesn't mean that they traveled from Tveria to Tzipori, just means that Tveria, if you ever been to Tveria, so it's on a slope of a mountain. And very often, you can't see exactly, right, if you're on a slope on the mountain, so you can't see necessarily where the sun sets, because it sets over the mountain. So they were careful Rashi says over here, they were careful to take in Shabbos early, because they weren't sure exactly when Shkia was. And same thing in Tzipori. Tzipori is the top of the mountain. They weren't sure exactly when, not sure actually how that works, but they weren't sure exactly when the sun set, and therefore they would keep extra Shabbos. That's what Rashi says. Now that I'm saying it out loud, I'm not sure exactly. If you're at the top of a mountain, you should probably be able to figure out. Okay, either way, Lamaisa is talking about those who keep Shabbos, who bring in Shabbos early, and those who extend Shabbos late. That's what Rabbi Yossi wants to be with. V'am Rabbi Yossi, Yichal kimi moshive beis hamedrash, v'lo mimamide beis hamedrash. Let my chelik be in those people who help people get into the Beis Medrash, and not people, not with those who make people stand up from the Beis Medrash. Meaning, from the Rashi says over here, for the people who get people to say, "Oh, Seder is starting," I'd rather be that person than to be the person who gives a clap on the bima to say, "Okay, time to eat lunch." Okay, fine. Rabbi Yossi, Yechal Kimi Gabay Tzedaka V'lo Mechalkei Tzedaka. Let me be one of the people who gathers Tzedaka, not one of the people who dishes out the Tzedaka, who actually gives out the Tzedaka. Because Rashi says over here, maybe it could be that they'll misappropriate funds one way or another. Right, but if you're just gathering tzedakah, so you're taking mitzvahs in, you don't have to worry about where the money's going to necessarily. Okay, Rabbi Yossi, Yehecha kimi mishecha choshtu nosova einbo. Let my chelik be with someone who is suspected of doing something wrong, but really he hasn't done anything wrong. Next, that person can be mochel, right? He's really a Torah tzaddik, and he doesn't have to worry about it. Amar Papa lididi chashdan v'lo havelbi. Right, Rabbi Papa said, this happened to me. The Gemara doesn't elaborate exactly what's going on. If I knew Shas a little better, I could probably point to you to a couple of stories about Rav Papa, but I'm not sure. So either way, Rav Papa said, I was chashud, and I was actually innocent and exonerated from the chashad. I'm Rabbi Yossi, chamesh bilos bi'alti v'natati chamesh arazim b'Yisrael. Right, I slept with my wife 5 times, and I created 5 cedars, C-E-D-A-R, right, the big tall trees, in Am Yisrael, right? Talking about his children, his sons were great tzaddikim. Uman, Inon, who were they? Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chalafta ben Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Avtilas ben Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Benacham ben Rabbi Yossi. V'ha'ika Vardimas, Vardimas, what about Vardimas, Rabbi Yossi's son? So Hainu Vardimas, Hainu Menachem. That was the same, it was the same person. Vardimas and Menachem are the same. V'amai Korilei Vardimas, fascinating name. So Sheponov Domin Laver, his face was like a rose. Beautiful, he's probably very beautiful. So Gemara says, 1 second. Lameimer Rabbi Yossi mitzvahs ona lo kiyem. That is a mitzvah ona to sleep with your wife Friday night. Or Rabbi Yossi, who's only bold his wife 5 times. What are you talking about? So he says, no. Ela eimem chamesh bilos ba'alti v'shanisi. Rather, I only did five times. I was slept with her and then I did it again. What is going on here? So Rashi says, fascinating. Apparently, it's a Gemara at the end of Erevin. Kedesha yu zecharim, in order that they should be male. Dalmar Mark, as the Gemara says over there, Harotza Shiyu Banav Zecharim Yivol V'Yishna. Okay, fair enough. V'Amar Rabbi Yossi says, Miyamai Lo Karisi L'Ishti Ishti Ulushori Shori. I never called my wife, or my ox. Fascinating. Ella, what did I call? L'Ishti Basi. I called her my house. Now, that's not a joke about how big she was. Classic. Your mama's so fat joke. Classic. Sits around the house. Okay, Hamevin Yovin. That's a throwback to the 90s for you. I apologize. It's in me. I can't get it out. Anyway, no, but he's talking about the Akaris Aton that he had to his wife for setting up the house and being the Akaris Avais. Right, he realized that the house only functioned properly because of his wife, his Akaris Aton. Same thing with his ox. He called Lushori Sadai. He called his ox his field. I can imagine that can get complicated and confusing if he's saying, like, you know, take something out to the field. But okay. He said, he called it because he realized, why does the field grow? He had to have a karsatov to the ox that plowed his field. Fascinating. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Miyamai lo nistakalti b'mila shali. I never looked at my bisp mila. Ay, Vaini, is that really true? V'amru lei the Rebbe, they said about Rebbe, my time of the Korlucha Rabbeinu HaKodesh, why do they call you Rabbi Danasi? Why do they call you Rebbe? Amr lehu, he said to them, Miyamai lo nistakalti b'mila shali. Because I never looked at my bris milah. So why don't they call Rabbi Yossi Rabbi? Rabbi was the only Rabbi. At least in the Gemara. So Gemara says, Rabbi milsa achrizi havabe. No, Rabbi had an extra milah. Shalu hichnis yodo tachas avneto. His hand never went below his belt. Right, I assume underneath his clothes. Obviously, he had to take off his shoes. Right? Obviously. But fascinating. He even ad kinekach, to be mishomer, to guard himself from inappropriateness, so he didn't even put his hand inside his belt, and that's why he was zochah to be called Rabbi, or one of the reasons. Anyway, I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says again, Miyamai lo ro koros besi, imre chaluke. The walls of my house, the beams in my house, never saw the stitching in my clothing, meaning he never flipped his clothing inside out to take it and exposed himself. You take it over, you know, when you take off, let's say, a shirt, and inside out, so he never saw the stitchings, right, again, to expose himself to the walls of his house. Rabbi Yossi miyamai lo avarti al divrei chaverai. I never, ever went over the words of my friend. I never violated the words of my friend. I never went against it. I kedekach, that yodea ani batzmi she'ini kohen. For example, I'm not a kohen. But im omrim li chaverai alei l'duchen, but if they said, hey, you, go up and duchen, so ani ola. Fascinating. Rabbi Yossi would go up. Maybe he wouldn't say Shem Hashem, I don't know. I'm not sure what the problem is. Right, Rashi says over here, right, no, not Rashi, it's Tosos. Over here, the Ramaskal Ilu, lo yadari ma isra yesh bazeh. Right, what's bizarre ol duchen? Right, meaning, what's the problem? Why is he so proud of himself? Right, that doesn't seem to be a big chiddush, right? If you don't want to make someone feel bad, so you go over there and you duchen, what's the problem? He says, im lo mishum bracha levatolash al kahanim, I'm not told of Baruch Yisrael, right? Again, Enochanami, maybe it's Bracha Levatalos. Maybe he wouldn't say the Bracha out loud. Or he'd just mumble it and not say the actual Bracha. But he didn't want to make his friend feel bad. Right? He went up and indochened. Fascinating. Avar Rabbi Yossi, Miyamei lo amarti dover v'chazarti lo choray. I never said anything that I had to take back. Right? Rashi says, Shem bo misha amarti alav dover v'shal in amarti kain alav lo chazarti. If someone ever said, did you say that? He never ever took back what he said, right? Nowadays, in our day and age, everybody's taking back, I didn't mean this, I apologize for this. Rabbi Yossi was so careful, he got something, left his mouth, he meant it 100%, never took anything back. Fascinating. Right, because Rashi says, Mitchila emes amarti, you always said the truth. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman, tisi li, give to me, meaning give me schar, give me a pat on the back, as they say in the vernacular in Hebrew nowadays, Magili, I deserve a reward, the Kayamas Gimel Sudis Bishavas, that I was Mekayim Shalashudis. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Tesili, give me a reward, I'm Magili, I deserve a reward, the Kayamas in Tfila, because I was Ma'ayin in the Tfila, right? That's one of the things we say in the morning. Eldrin Chainlaim Shu, no, next one. Eldrin Shadava Ochel Peritarim Balamazev, a Karen Kayam Lamaba. Iyun Tefillah, that's one of them. He delve into davening. So he says, oh, I did the Iyun Tefillah, give me my schar. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, brave of Rabbi Yeshua. Tesi li delo sagina dalet amos begilei rosh. I never walked dalet amos without a yarmulke. I'm Rabbi Sheshes, tesi li, give me a schar, the kamis mitzvah tefillin, because I did tefillin. Rabbi Nachman, tesi li, did the kamis mitzvah tzitzis. Rabbi Nachman did tzitzis. Give me the schar for tzitzis. I'm Rabbi Yosef, the Rabbi Yosef, brave the Rabbah. Avucha b'may zoyer tvei. Rav Yosef asked Rav Yosef, Rabba's son, what was Rabba, your father, careful in? Amar le b'tzitzis. He was so careful about tzitzis. Yom achad, havar solig b'darga. One day he was going up a ladder. Ifsik lechuta, he had one string that snapped. It got caught. It got snagged in the rung, I guess. V'lo nachis ad dekama, v'lo nachis v'yasa kama delo ramya. But he didn't move until he got another thread to fix the tzitzis that he had. Okay, we'll stop here and go weiter mit Hashem tomorrow. Also tomorrow some nice agadata. Mit Hashem. And we'll go weiter in the Heilige Shas. Shkoyach Gadol Rabosei. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.